And friends, now we go to Washington, D.C., and indeed to Kevin Appleby, who is the Director of Migration Policy for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. And Kevin, you are indeed, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, Kevin, first of all, tell us about the Conference of Catholic Bishops and the mission and what it is the conference does.
Well, the conference is the headquarters of the Catholic bishops in the United States. The conference has lots of different interests, a wide range of public policy issues that they're engaged in, pro-life issues, education issues, international peace issues, and also migration issues is what I work on. Immigration is a big issue for the church, has been for decades, because many immigrants come to the Catholic Church, and we are an immigrant church in this country.
Now, we have, there is so much emphasis right now, particularly post-election, and the wink and the nod that there is something real in the pipeline, that in fact the tendency is for many to stand back and let the dog see the rabbit, so to speak, and say, well, okay, well, there's something happening, so let's see what it is. What is the mission of the U.S. Conference of Bishops in terms of being proactive, and what should we be doing that we don't know about or that we don't pay that much attention to?
Well, on immigration, it would be a mistake to sit back and watch it happen, because if we do that, it won't happen. I've been in a few of these immigration debates, immigration wars, if you will, and opponents of immigration reform were very organized and well-funded. And last time that we had this debate in 2007 really beat us in the trenches, if you will, in terms of sending letters and phone calls in to the legislators. I think we really have an opportunity to get something this time, some immigration reform, the wind's at our back, but we can't take anything for granted, and we need to contact our legislators early and often about how the Irish community and others want a reform bill that brings people out of the shadows, gives them a path to citizenship. We need to really address this issue. We can't have a second-tier class or underclass, a permanent underclass in this society that
right.
We do now.
Okay. Sometimes we also forget that there are major groups, anti-immigrant groups, who obviously don't, who like the status quo and would be much happier if all 11-plus million undocumented in the United States were all rounded up and sent back from whence they came. These groups are much bigger than we're led to believe. There's whereas everybody from the President and Congress to both sides of the House, everybody says, yeah, we have to do something about immigration reform. But we it would be really a folly on our part to assume that everybody feels that way. There are a great number of people who, for reasons, a variety of reasons, feel that we should just let things go as they are. Tell us about some of the groups that are really, that are flooding the House and the Senate with messages and calls and faxes opposing immigration. What kind of pressure that brings to bear on the House and the Senate and those who, indeed, in their own home turf, have to tread rather carefully so as not to offend the majority in some areas in their of their constituents who don't want any, them to do anything?
Well, I mean, there are groups that are active. The Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform is one such group. Numbers USA is another such group. They have extensive network. I might add that their, you know, their origins are grounded in the eugenics movement. In other words, population control movement.
Yeah.
So I would say for those who are pro-life legislators, we've said to them, you know, you should check out these groups before you work with them. But I mean, outside these groups, which are very well organized, there is a segment of the American population that would oppose this, and there are others who need to be convinced. I would say the majority of Americans in the polls show this would support some sort of reform. I think a lot of people have an issue with the rule of law. Are we rewarding law breaking, et cetera? And that's an issue that the Irish community and others probably need to address. And in these proposals, what it would do is it would require those who would come out of the shadows to do certain things to sort of pay their debt to society,
right,
pay a fine, pay their taxes, learn English, get in the back of the line.
Mm-hmm.
So reform will do, it will, restore the rule of law, whereas we have chaos now, really, in our immigration system, which I think is not serving anyone, either the migrant or the greater American public.
As somebody who has worked, and indeed the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have been very active, as you mentioned, you know, over the decades. What is the read now in terms of what specifically should we be doing, again, rather than sit back and we'll see what happens? What are the main, what's your mission? What are the main points that you'd like to encourage us to move forward today?
Well, I mean, there's several things that your listeners could do. First of all, you can visit our website. We have a special website called Justice for Immigrants. It's www.justiceforimmigrants.org, all one word. And there's a postcard there that lays out our principles for immigration reform, including a path to citizenship. They can just go click on that and send it to their legislator, and that's one thing that they can do immediately. That's www.justiceforimmigrants.org. And then they can do other things. They can certainly, if they're in the church and go to a parish, they can help set up a committee in their parish to help get more people to write in. The parishes could be a source of support for this initiative. So I would encourage folks to get involved in their parish and encourage others to become involved. And thirdly, I think connecting with your local legislator, either your representative or your
right.
senator, I mean, that's what they're there for, to hear the views of their constituency. So having meetings with them or just with their staff to inform them that you're supportive of immigration reform really helps, because it gives them, you know, confidence to move forward in the right way.
Does your organization produce a list of those who should be contacted, those who hold the power, those who really need to get a shove, a boost to get this rolling, to get this moving?
Well, I mean, there are those who are key. I wouldn't say, I'm not going to give you a list,
mm-hmm.
other than to say that if whoever your representative or senator is who you should contact. You can't assume that that where they are on this. Some might be okay. Others, I would think the majority will need some support. So, you know, you've got the Democratic leadership is important in the Senate. and also, you know, key Republicans, Republicans particularly need to be hear this because their constituency on the right is saying no to them. So I would certainly, if you have a representative or a senator who's a Republican, you should focus on them as well.
Yes, and of course, no harm that indeed to single out Senator Marco Rubio, Republican in Florida, where hundreds of thousands of faxes and messages have been and continue to garner attention. I think we, all of us, know that those who represent us will pay attention when the pressure is on. The converse of that, obviously, is that if a constituent does not bring issues to the attention of the representative, it may be interpreted as not a big deal. But I know that now is the time, and we applaud indeed the work. And you came to us, by the way, through the Irish Apostolate USA. It's an umbrella organization for the Irish Immigration Pastoral and Outreach Centers in the United States, under the direction of the Irish Episcopal Council for Immigrants. Give us a website. Give us, direct us somewhere where we can get comprehensive information, and in particular, to get to give us a role quickly, soon, and something that is effective. What website do you want to tell us?
Okay, well, let me just pick up on Senator Rubio is a key player. He's getting hit by the opposition. I would encourage everyone who's listening on Monday to call his office either in Washington or Miami. You can call the Senate at 202-224-3121 and encourage his leadership. Support him. Tell him you support what he's doing. Also, the website, again, is www.justiceforimmigrants.org. It's part of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops.
Right.
And you'll find everything you want to know on the church's position, what we're trying to achieve. And there will be a postcard there that you can send to your legislators. It's pretty simple. And then we can add you to our list for updates.
Okay. Sounds good, and it is something that we should do. And particularly, there's a lot of, obviously, distraction, if we want to call it that, with respect to the retiring pontiff and the election of a new pope. All of this going on, but let me ask you, just for your own opinion, with respect to what should we expect next, give us a time frame as to, you know, what would be ideal, what we can expect, and how soon with respect to immigration reform.
Well, I would say your listeners should start being active right away. Right now, the Senate, there's a gang of eight senators who are drafting a bill to be introduced more than likely by the end of March. Once, and then after Easter, they'll probably start marking that up or looking at it in the Senate committee. And then you'll have a floor debate in the Senate in maybe late May and June. So that's sort of the timetable. And then the House will probably go after that. We have some time, but it's important that folks get in and start developing
right.
those relationships with their legislators, sending in letters and making calls as soon as possible. And again, if you're in a parish and you want to get involved, then you should try to get your fellow parishioners involved as well.
Okay. All right. Message loud and clear. And I want to thank you. Our guest, friends, Kevin Appleby, who is the Director of Migration Policy for U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Kevin. Good luck. And hopefully we'll move forward and do what we can at this point. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. This is the Planet Show, live from New York.